Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column. This week it's called Everybody Hurts. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites around the world, or just go to brucesalen.com. Today we have Wayne Levine for the Men's Room and Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap. You will be stuck with me for 2.5 segments, so I hope I won't embarrass myself like I have been doing lately. Well, who knows? Everybody Hurts. The title was inspired by that very, very wonderful R.E.M. song of the same name called Everybody Hurts. And I walk around a nearby lake where I live, and I was listening to this song as I was walking, and the lyrics really, really struck me because what it's really about is empathy and having concerns and care for other people. So we will get into that with our guests, and I will discuss some of my thoughts and where this came from in a moment. You can email me with any questions or comments at bruce@brucesalen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, which is simply called A Dad's Point of View. We just passed over 4,100 dads and moms that liked the page from all over the world, literally dozens of countries, and also, ironically and interestingly enough, dozens of different languages that the various people that like the page speak. It's really a fascinating community. I have been writing regularly for a new website called 12most.com. And in fact, my 13th column for 12 Most is up this week. And it's one I think you'll find amusing and touching because it is 12 most essential tips to survive the holidays. Everybody looks forward to the holidays, and everybody tends to dread them for all the good and all the bad reasons that we all know. Family, in-laws, lots of food, presents, money issues, it all tends to get brought up and brought out during the holidays. So I put together some useful and some humorous tips about how I would suggest you survive the holiday season. I also include three, I think, really good videos, one of which starring my family, because we do a Christmas sing-along that I think is really sweet. I also do share a great video from Adam Sandler and another fun video that has to do with skiing and stars your favorite radio show host, me, because that's one of my suggestions. If you're having a rough holiday time, just go to the mountains and slush around in some snow, and I guarantee you it will distract you from any of your worries. The new A Dad's Point of View comic strip is called Because I Said So, and this week's is a very funny one. It's called Stop Staring at Me, and you can find the comic strip at brucesalen.com. And Stop Staring at Me, I think most parents will relate to when they have a tendency sometimes just to look at their kids in either shock or amusement or love, and the kids just go, Dad, Mom, stop looking at me. So you'll hopefully enjoy this comic strip, as I've pretty much just given away the whole punchline. But it is cute, it is humorous, and the wonderful Michael Vigood, that's how you pronounce it, Vigood, I think I got it right that time. Oh, Michael, forgive me. I can't believe I may have messed it up again. He does an incredible job of illustrating the comics, and you can find Michael at V-O-O-G Designs, VOOGDesigns.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at Vug Designs. I got to stop that. I'm just going to call him Michael. All right, it is that time of week, and I haven't forgotten this time for our life lesson. So here we go, another Dad's Point of View life lesson.
You got to action, to with the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. The only thing you can do as the parent of a teenager is to try and keep them alive. Of course, there's more that you think you can do, but if you're really honest with yourself, you know that most teens stop listening to mom and dad shortly after they reach that teen milestone. Mark Twain said it best when he said, "When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much he had learned in 7 years." So I assert that over 100 years later, it's only gotten worse, as parenting our teens means dodging so many contemporary dangers. Do your best. Keep them alive. Later, they'll remember some of what you told them, hopefully. I'm Bruce Salen. You can find me at brucesalen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
Well, that was our 19th life lesson. We have a number of them planned for the whole year. That way we'll have one a week and potentially rotate them. That last one is deadly serious. It was not meant as a joke, keep them alive. And it especially was not meant as a joke in light of today's column and topic and the issue of empathy, because some kids in our community died recently, several of them, and two of them by their own hands, teenage boys. And it's very tragic, and it motivated a lot of discussion in our community, in my home. It touched me, and I brought it to the radio show. I've brought it to my column, and I've even brought it to Dad Chat, which is the chat I host each week on Twitter, and we've talked about these issues. Keeping your kids alive at a certain point really is all you can do. And if you've instilled the right values in them, hopefully they will not do the stupid things that might cause an accidental or intentional serious injury or death. And hopefully, as Mark Twain said, they will come out of their stupor of knowing everything and think you know nothing, and hopefully relatively intact sometime in their 20s. And that tends to be around when that will occur. So the job of a parent is difficult. You have to, of a teenager that is, you have to be on top of things. And you have to know what's going on. And you can't always know what's going on in the mind of a teenager, which is another reason that I've advocated from day one, as long as I've been broadcasting and as long as I've been writing, how important it is for parents to be conscious of social media and where their kids live and breathe in cyberspace. So do pay attention to that. Do put away your demons of fear about, I don't know how to Facebook, I don't know Twitter, blah, 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 all the excuses, and just get with it. Because that's how you're going to find out what's going on with your kids. So, Everybody Hurts was written by Michael Stipe and his associates at REM. It was also done beautifully by an Irish trio called The Coors. And I have that video on my website with the column of Everybody Hurts. I want to read you just a little bit of the lyrics. Take comfort in your friends. Everybody hurts. Don't throw your hand. Oh, no, don't throw your hand. If you feel like you're alone, no, no, no. You are not alone. A lot of people believe that they're hurting and everybody else is doing fine. And a lot of people put on a happy face when they're maybe struggling with some kind of problem or another. On the way to the radio station today, I was reminded of that when I reached out and connected with a couple that I had known, have known for a long time. And for no good reason, we had not been in touch for nearly a year, maybe even more. And there was no falling out. There was no issue. There was just life that got in the way. And I was stunned to find out that this couple had broken up and that the primary reason they had broken up was related to financial hardships and pressures with a lot of kids between them and a lot of money issues at stake and one of them not working much, the other not working enough. It was just creating too much tension. The love was still there. But the pressures and the economy of living together was just not working out. And at least for the time being, they broke up. And I could hear incredible pain in one of their voice and just a false cheeriness in the other one. Talked to them separately, and it just reminded me again, you don't know what's going on inside of anybody. And it's important to reach out and offer your care, your concern, your words of wisdom, and maybe whatever other helping hand they might need. We will talk about this and more in the rest of the show and with Wayne Levine, who's coming up for the Men's Room. It is time, I believe, for a break, and we will be back with Wayne Levine after these messages.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you. Bruce Allen, you know the